Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Not Another Internet Guru podcast. This one's going to be incredibly exciting. We're talking to Alec Wright. We talk about so many things, from whether or not I think people should go to college, what it's like to be an influencer, why people should get started on YouTube, and so many other things. But before we get into that, I need you guys to do me a huge favor and go follow Ovies. Somebody that goes and follows him, I'm going to link out to him in the description of this podcast. I am going to do two things. First, I'm going to give you a shout out in the next podcast. Second, you're going to get a shout out on my YouTube channel. All you have to do to enter is go follow him, and then I need you to also tag me in his last post. Thank you so much. Let's get into the podcast.
All right, so we have Alec Wright. If you want to just start off, who are you? How many followers do you have? What kind of content you make? What can people expect from you in the future?
As you can tell, my name is Alec Wright. I'm from Texas. I'm from Dallas, Texas. You helped me grow over 100K on TikTok. I'm in the dance niche. I do a lot of dancing. I started off like absolutely fucking horrible. And I started dancing in a studio in Plano. And now I'm a lot better. But that's pretty much it. I'm a college kid. I do a lot of that stuff. School, dance.
Have a girlfriend or no?
No, hell no.
Absolutely not. That's what I like to hear. Not worth it. All right, dope. So you're from Texas, Dallas. Do you like Dallas? I've said this a couple times. I am either going to move to Florida or to Texas. I've been hanging out in Florida now for like since March. Do you like Texas? Like, are there beaches in Texas? That's my number one. Like, I'm not going to Texas because there's no beaches. Like,
don't fucking move to Texas.
No, bro. Dude, ever fucking Joe Rogan moved to Texas? Like, Texas like is popping. Like, Mark Cuban's from Texas. Like,
this shit, because they have everything, but if you want to go to a beach, you have to drive 9 hours.
Where Corpus Christi is like where the beach is, right?
Like, I think that's like 6 or 7 hours from Dallas, if I'm not mistaken. And
that's like, what would the equivalent be? It's like for rich people, right? It's like where rich people go to vacation.
Yeah, but the beaches are kind of shit.
Really?
All the beaches in Texas are kind of bad. So like Galveston a few years ago had like some bad shit happen with a bunch of trash and stuff in their beaches.
I'm not moving to Texas, yo. Fuck that then. Because I want to live somewhere where there's no state income tax.
I feel that. I don't even know where that would be besides,
Texas,
I guess,
Florida. That's it.
That's it.
Florida has good beaches. The food's good in Florida. Is the food good in Texas, or?
I mean, if you're like overweight, if you want to be overweight.
Yeah, I'm not into that. I like not, seafood, steak.
Yeah, I'm big into fitness, so I'm not like, not at all into like there's all no that. Good.
All right. Well, that fucking sucks. So before we hopped on and started recording, we're talking about growing on YouTube. So plug myself here quickly. I'm going to start making the same exact content that I make for TikTok for YouTube. I feel like that's just the next direction for me to go into. Covers so much shit on TikTok. So I want to do that for YouTube. So you were saying you started a YouTube channel. You said that you watch Think Media. Are there like other creators that you watch for YouTube or?
Inspiration wise, David Dobrik. I love his content, but I can't it right now because of the fact that I'm filming on an iPhone. So every time I want to film something funny, if I have to film a reaction, I have to fake it because of the fact that I have to stop recording, flip the camera, and then flip it on me, start recording. So with a camera, you can just flip the screen, flip the camera. It's so easy.
Yeah.
That's like David. But otherwise than that, like Taylor Holder, Bryce Hall, Sway Boys, they're funny as shit.
Yeah. Do you like their content? Whose content did I try to watch? It might be like Bryce Hall. I've looked at like Charlie's content. I've looked at Dixie's. Like, I just feel like it's not on the level of, like, David Dobrik. Like, Logan Paul's content's, like, cool. But, like, yeah. David Dobrik's content's fucking out of this world.
It's not on their level, I guess. I don't know how to say it because David Dobrik came up by himself on YouTube. Like, but he didn't come up on TikTok. He was already famous on YouTube, and he just started making funny-ass content. Yeah. But I think he's an open creative mind that like he put in his vlogs like bits of him filming his bits. So I guess he just has a very fucking open mind and a lot of people behind him that helps him make funny ass content.
I bet he smokes a lot of pot if I had to guess. David Dobrik's definitely a pothead. All right. So what kind of content are you going to put out on YouTube? You said you like we started this off again before we started recording saying that like you want to like post on YouTube.
Yeah. So there's two creators that I watch mainly that I want to like kind of idol my content after, or three actually. That's David Dobrik. There's a YouTuber that has 100K. His name's Levi Bentley. And then Tanner Fox.
That's so the scooter kid?
Yeah, he's got like 18 million on YouTube. I literally just got done watching videos before we got on here.
That's insane. And
yeah, he's insane. But those three guys are what I want to model my content after. They do like Levi does like daily vlogs. He does music. He's really heavy on music. David just does funny ass shit. And then Tanner does the same thing, just wild, crazy shit, or all that stuff. That's exactly what I want to implement into my stuff as I grow.
He does like a lot of stuff with cars, right?
Yeah, he's got a shit ton of cars. Like, he's, from what I've seen,
green GTR, right? The Godzilla, whatever the fuck it was.
Yeah, Wogzilla, yeah. Yeah, he's got a shit. He just unwrapped it, but he's got a shit ton. Like, a GTR, Tesla, he had a Raptor, fucking $2,000 bikes.
That's insane. I don't know why these kids, well, I mean, I guess I do, because, like, they make money when they buy shit like that to, like, make content with it, but, like, that's why a lot of fucking people go broke, man. They spend all of their money.
I was, like, I don't know. I was looking up something the other day about the CPM behind YouTube, I guess. And I was like, some dude said that for every million views, you get anywhere from like $10,000 to $20,000. I don't know if that's true or not, but if that's true, that's a shit ton.
So this is the thing though, right? So like a lot of the people that you mentioned, like David Dobrik, I mentioned Logan Paul, like they're not monetized on YouTube. They make like dick from, like, YouTube does not pay them anymore. There was a point, I watched an interview where David spoke about it, where he said he was making like 250 grand a month from YouTube, and that literally just stopped.
That's insane. And they didn't monetize
them. So think about that. If he was spending all of this fucking money on his vlogs and like he bought a huge house, he bought a huge house now, but like now he's getting TV deals and shit. Like if he had done all that, like you're fucked. If you were living like a $200,000 a month lifestyle, like you're fucked.
Especially, like, I know that the Nelk boys, like, the Nelk boys are funny as shit.
Do you like them?
Yes, dude. I fucking love them. They're so funny. But I know that they're not monetized either. They make, like, $20 million off their merch, though, every month.
No, I bet. So I'm pulling up my CPM right now.
Their average price for something on their website is, like, $40. And if you times that by, like, 150,000 people that are waiting on their website, that's, like, $6 million by itself.
Yeah, that's not bad. My CPM $7.24. So for a million views, I would make $7,000. It's not bad. I mean, like,
wish it was more. Like,
yeah. Like I was talking to this guy the other day. He makes real estate content. His CPM was like fucking something insane. Like $30 maybe. It was something. I think he said it was like $36. Like that's nuts.
Is that per viewer? Is that per thousand or per hundred?
That's per thousand. $36 per thousand views. So like he like just started on YouTube. I think he's got like 30,000 subs. I don't even know how many, but he made like $7,000 or $8,000 last month and like really didn't have that many views.
That's insane. Yeah. I wish I had that. I hope that I can do that one day and then branch it off into like merch and music and shit like that. Cause my whole family's like big in music. Mm-hmm. My uncle, Eugene Orton, and he's getting ready to open up a studio soon. So like he's been all around Southern California and all that. That's where half my family's from, is California.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So
why are you guys in Texas then?
So I don't know what happened whenever we were growing up, because I was born here, mm-hmm. but my family, like my grandma and all that, they all moved back, I guess because it got expensive over there. I don't know how they wouldn't be able to afford it. My family like works on the railroads out there. I know they clear six figures every year. That's not bad for California.
No, that's not bad. It's a better way of life, though. Like, living in Texas or Florida, because, again, I keep, like, this is, like, my thing that I've been obsessed with lately. Because, again, like, all right, should I just stay in New York? Should I go to L.A.? L.A. is just not for me. The people are just fucking weird. There's something about it. I lived in Northern California for, like, 7 months. The people are just weird, you know?
NorCal is, like, that's what my uncle was saying. He said, like, it's fucking hippies. Like, it's straight hippies, like, weird vibe.
It's weird, but like also, I'm also like, I have weird conversations with people because like, oh, what do you do for a living? I'm like, I'm a YouTuber. They're like, oh, I don't know who you are. Like, yeah, but like, that's not the point, you know? Like,
I hate that little stigmatism that people put behind like, yo, I'm an influencer. Yo, I'm a YouTuber. They're like, oh, I've never heard of you.
It's just like, all right, like, shut the fuck up. You know, what do? You're an accountant, you fucking idiot. Like, you know, like.
Yeah, I know you said you work for Gary Vee. I mean, I would love that personally. Like I would love, like, seeing him every day and hearing, like, the good shit that he has. But I don't want to work inside four walls. Like, I hate it.
So I'll talk about that a little bit. So I worked for Gary for, like, 2.5, 3 years, something like that. But regardless of the fact, like, I couldn't do that. Right. So like the office in Hudson Yards, it's two floors. I'm not going to say what floors. I almost just said, but two floors, beautiful building, but there's like 800 people in the office.
That's crazy.
Like, it's literally like office, not office, like desk, like for two floors of a huge building. And there's two kitchens. There's like meditation rooms for somebody that wants to like, I don't know, work a job and do that. Fucking great place to work, but like, I just couldn't do it. Like, I would go for walks like 3 times a day because I'm like, yo, I'm going to lose my fucking mind. Like,
yeah, I can't do that. My whole family is like, so my whole family was kind of like the original, like, how people do things now. Like, a lot of people are starting to switch over the influencer side, but the main thing that people do is like a 9-to-5. Like, they get caught in this little trap, go to college, all that shit like that. And my uncle like broke that chain of actually getting out there and doing, like, I mean, he lived on his own and shit like that for a long time by himself. He's moved away and we don't see him all that often, but he fucking just broke that chain. And now that's what I'm doing. I don't even, after I finish this last semester of college, I don't even want to go back.
Yeah.
Like, it's
pointless. That's what I, like, I would, and again, I don't want to say this and give like people the wrong example, but like, fuck, would you say you're 20 years old?
Yeah, I'm 19.
19, dude, fucking go for it. Like, just go for it. And don't be stupid. That doesn't mean like, all right, I'm going to quit college and sit on Xbox and fucking do nothing. Like, go for it. And your life can change like way quicker than you ever imagined.
Like, with the fucking snap of a finger. I was listening to your podcast, the 20-year-old, the one that was really smart, the last podcast.
Griffin.
Dude, he sounds like he's fucking, he's all there. Like,
he's a funny dude. He's fucking awesome. He's awesome. I had a lot of fun with that. I wish I could have like done that in person.
I feel that. That'd be dope. Like, doing if you started a second channel, like a podcast channel, and just brought people on like Impulsive does, like, that's probably one of the funniest fucking podcasts I've ever seen.
Oh, it's fucking great. Which one did I watch recently? The one with 6ix9ine. That one was really good.
So funny.
That was really good.
That one's dope. And then the one that Joe Rogan does is cool because of all the shit that he goes into. Like, he had people get caught by like Samoan pirates, fucking talking about Elon Musk, DMT, like all that shit. It goes into everything.
I was watching it before we hopped on. He had Edward Snowden back on, which is like fucking insane that you could talk to that guy, you know? Like,
that's crazy. It's fucking insane.
Like, not a fugitive, but like fucking like
a
blacklisted man, you know, he's fucking living in Russia somewhere. But yeah, so I want to do that eventually. So like right now, what I'm thinking is like, so I have an assistant, right? I have a video editor. It's my brother, my best friend, basically.
That's dope. I wish my manager was like that, but they're not.
So, well, I'll tell you, there's good sides to it. There's bad sides to it. The good side is like, everybody gets along for the most part. The bad side is like when I have to put my foot down and be like, no, we can't do that. It could get awkward, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm also moving another one of my friends from college down here. So I think he's got like 200K on TikTok. He flips a ton of shit on eBay. Everything that you could ever imagine. Like, I sent him $200 the other day and was like, yo, see how much money you can make on this in a week. Cause the second that he gets here, he's, like I said, he's got 200K on TikTok. He'll be here in like 2 to 3 weeks. We're going to get an apartment together. And I want to like build up his shit so that he's the number one person on eBay, right? Like the same way that I did for TikTok. And then I want to do what I'm doing for TikTok for YouTube also. And then like, I want to do it for everything. You know, I feel like I have like a blueprint where like I could take anything, like if you're an expert in anything and be able to monetize that and be able to like put yourself as the number one person for that.
I feel like you're good with like looking behind the algorithm, like a lot of shit that people don't see. I don't know what it is, but stuff that you see is even different from shit that like Charlie and them see. Like, Charlie's obviously whitelisted. They're all like, they don't care anymore because they go viral every time. But fucking, I don't know. They were talking to some dude about, some dude that was making a YouTube video, and they're talking about him, and he was like shit at TikTok. And they showed him like what lighting to put it in, like a location, and gave him a place to do it at the hype house, not even showing the fucking house. And it went viral like the second that he posted it.
Yeah. So there's so many things like that people don't understand. Like, even just from like a content creation standpoint, you got to think about it. I didn't have social media before June 2019. So I've only had social media for like fucking 15 months. But yeah, I obviously worked for Gary. So like, I know what the fuck's going on. So like, I look at everything. I don't consume anything for entertainment, for escapism. Like, I can, and I can't watch movies anymore either. Cause like, all I think about is like, oh, that's how they hooked them in. That's why they did that. Like, what was their intention behind all the different things that they do?
That's how I am. Like, learning, just like learning how to do stuff. And that's how I am too. I think about everything, and I can't watch, I'm constantly on YouTube, just looking at shit, like how they do it.
Yeah, because that, like, and I think so many people get lost in this wormhole that like they're not able to do that, you know?
That's what I was saying about the box. Like, there's like this box of people, and this is the like the regular world. And then everybody that's outside is the ones that took those fucking, like took that leap and like took that, you know what I'm saying? Like took that jump. to get outside and be the person that they are today.
Again, too, most people will put themselves into debt. Most people like your age, my age, have a girlfriend. Like I have so many friends that have gotten married and are already divorced. I'm fucking 24 years old.
Absolutely not. It's the same thing with people going to college. Like, I get it. You want to go to college and be a doctor. That's cool. Go to college. You're going to make a shit ton of money either way, but you're going to still be in debt. Mm-hmm. And people just loans out and like all this money out without even fucking thinking about it. And I'm like, dude, no, I'm cool. Like right now I'm cool. Like I live with my parents right now, going to college and working, just trying to save money.
Live with your parents forever, bro.
It's literally the best thing ever. But right now it sucks because I can't be so... When we were like, because I was blowing up your phone about fucking like what to do, like how to do it whenever I was in the mentorship program. Mm-hmm. And it's so hard because living with my parents, we're waiting on our house to be built, our new house. We live in a 2-bedroom, 1-bathroom with like a small ass living room and the kitchen is connected. So it's so hard to fucking like open my creative mind. Like,
yeah, I like that segue. So what do you do like to open your creative mind?
I don't even know. I mean, I have, so I, my friend is, his brother is a really good videographer and sometimes I'll have him do videos for me and I'll post those and they'll get like, he does some crazy shit with the effects inside of TikTok and it's dope that go to the beat and I never thought he could do it. He does some cool ass transitions and I've done dances in the mall where people didn't even want to film me doing it because they were so embarrassed. And I was like, dude, fuck it. I don't care.
That's
like,
the way you got to be, dude. Fuck it. Nobody cares. Nobody's going to remember. You know what I mean? I scroll down on my pages. I put out so much embarrassing content with like, even edits fucked up. I don't fucking care. You know, like it's going to be what it's going to be.
And you get the views for it. I mean, as long as you relay the information out so well that it's insane. I've probably been here since the first 10 YouTube videos you made, and I've really watched those like multiple fucking times through, like every single one of them.
So what do you? I'll give a little insight because again, I'm going to start to talk about YouTube. Like I studied David Dobrik and Logan Paul's content, and that's how I record my YouTube videos. But it's information because the way that I looked at it, like whenever you were trying to get information on YouTube, and I'm not racist, I'm not being prejudiced, whatever word somebody can pack onto this, I'm not being that. But anytime you looked up information on YouTube, it was either somebody that like spoke about nothing the whole entire video, or an Indian or a Chinese person, and you can't fucking understand what they're saying, right? And you watch a video on 2x speed because you want to get through it because they're not going to fucking say anything anyway. So I wanted to make my, like, if you watch my YouTube videos, every sentence or every two sentences is a different clip.
Yeah, and that's how you hook the users in. But with dancing, it's so hard. Like, unless you're a fucking professional dancer, it's so hard to, like, hook users in unless you know exactly how to manipulate it.
Yeah.
But that's the same thing, like going into TikTok, like the first 2 to 3 seconds, you have to hook people in. And that's what you're doing, like every 6 to 8 seconds, like you're saying, new clips, hook people in, and I stay interested in it.
Mm-hmm. No, that's good. That's really good feedback. Aside from that, do you think it's just like the, because I'm giving away the information, you know what I mean? It's like, It's not like I'm saying like, oh, you could do this, you could do that. Like, just got to send me this money, you know? Like, do you see other people doing that or no? Because again, I don't consume like that much content.
No, I don't actually, because I've looked at other people's content. Like I'll listen to your podcast when I'm in the shower and like I'll hear somebody else's come on and I'll listen to them and they're giving away content, but it's not your content. Like the dude in the last podcast was saying, you give it flat out and the others don't. Like you're like, hey, this is how you do it. This is how the steps here, we're going to get you there. The other ones are like, here's the steps. This is what you're going to look like when you get there.
Yours you could be a millionaire. You could have a big hat. Like, yo, shut the fuck up and tell me, like, I need to know to put one foot in front of the other. Like,
just like the fucking Instagram ads, every time I see when I get on there, because I'm so into fitness, it's built in. Like, all the ads are fitness. Every time I go, they're like, take this quiz. And I take the quiz, and at the end, they're like, yo, you can buy this, and you can get all of it. Everything I just told you, you can get all of it if you pay for this shit.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I don't know. Again, like obviously I need to at some point get paid for my time, which is like why I have the mentorship program and things like that. But like,
it's good. It's more insider stuff. Like what you're getting behind the mentorship program is not what you're showing on YouTube. It's more in depth. I got a whole sheet and I was like, holy shit. I read it like 4 times through and I watched every creator. I was like, God.
So it's funny. So the reason that I did that, and again, this is why I don't think that people like, I don't want to say that people can't compete with what I'm doing, but like that I'm my own person because I worked for Gary. I helped build up the education and consulting side of what he does. Right. Yeah, so like I know how like corporate America wants consulting to look, and that's what I brought in and I'm giving to regular people.
Yeah, for sure.
You know?
Yeah, I feel like there's a lot of shit that nobody wants us to know about, honestly. And a lot of ways that people want us to make things look and not how they actually look.
No, that's exactly it. The same thing. I'll say this here again, because all this is going to come out now that I'm doing the podcast. Like, obviously, I make a lot of money off of what I do, right?
Yeah, for sure. You should make a lot of money off what you
do. You would never know that, though. You know what I mean? I'm not portraying that. That's like, I bought my brother, I've said this once in a YouTube video, I bought my brother, who edits all the videos, a Mercedes for his birthday, 22nd birthday, something like that. I didn't post that anywhere. There's no fucking video coming out about that. There's no, you never hear about it ever again. Like, so many people just want to portray that, where it's like, I don't know. I get nothing out of that. I want to like actually help people.
I get that. Like, especially like going back to who I look at, like Tanner Fox, for example, he does all that. I get that he does it for views. He's good at what he fucking does, but nobody sees the behind the scenes, like who he pay, or like even if he pays his friends to help him make funny content, or even if he fucking sits there and edits for 14 hours. He posted about that one time on Instagram, how long he was up editing for like 14 hours straight. They just see the little like 30-second clips. Like, I'll sit here and edit for like 3, 4, 5 hours on a 5-minute video.
Yeah. So the way that we have the cadence that we have set up is like, I'll record during the day and he stays up all night editing, which is why I'm able to pump out so much content.
Yeah. And that's badass.
It's just, it's crazy. Like, it works. You know what I mean? He has a lot of trouble sleeping too. So like, it just works that like, I'll do all this, fucking send it to him, and I wake up and everything's done.
And you can just keep doing it every single day. And like, a lot of people can't do that because like some of the YouTubers like Taylor Holder and them, they have videographers, they have editors. Tanner Fox, you do it by yourself, like all that shit. Like, I remember whenever you first started, you probably still do it, but the first time I ever saw like how you set up your camera and shit like that, it was literally on like a dresser.
Yeah, dude, that was like my parents' room.
it was crazy, but it was cool to see how like that. That's what I like about seeing how someone comes up. When I looked at my stuff on TikTok the other day, and I looked at my first 5 or 6 videos, and they were absolutely shit.
It's like, funny to look back, right?
It's hilarious because that's when I was trying to play college, or that's when I went to TJC to try play college football, because I had an offer, but I didn't take them. I wanted to walk on there because I didn't want to leave Texas, but now I do. I'm like, oh shit, it's eye opening.
People don't see that, you know. They don't see a lot of things. Like, even when I worked for Gary, I slept on my parents' couch, like literally on their couch for 3 years. I had a girlfriend the whole nine. Was making a lot of money, and I fucking slept on my parents' couch.
Hey, and I mean, if you have to do it that way, that's the fucking way to do it. Because I mean, what did you have? Like a phone bill, maybe a car bill?
I had a phone bill. I had a car bill, and I spent a lot of money on my ex-girlfriend.
Okay, well, minus the girlfriend. If you have a phone and a car bill, look at how much money you're still saving. Like in the long run, like that's how I. Even me, I drive a fucking 2007 F-150, and like it's terrible on gas, but I don't have a phone bill. I don't have Wi-Fi bill. I don't have rent. I save all my money for my camera shit, and everything that I'm fixing to buy it's going to be fucking dope.
Yeah.
I'm going to get it.
No, that's what you should do. Even like right now, I'll say this, like, again, I'm making a good amount of money right now. I am saving for retirement. That is it. There is no mansion. There are no exotic cars. I haven't gone on vacation yet. Like, I am going to retire at 25 years old. And then be able to just do whatever I want. You know what I mean? It's like, all right, if I don't spend a lot of money, then I don't have to fucking keep up this charade of like having to do stuff I don't want to do. And I think that's the number one thing to go back on, like what you said before, like people get into this 9-to-5 trap because now they have to pay for the house. And now they have to pay.
Stuck. And I mean, even if your parents throw all the shit at you, say they throw you out, they want you to pay for college by yourself. Like, my parents have helped me a little bit with college and they helped me with my junior college, but after this, I'm not gonna do that. I'm not gonna go back because there's no point in spending $80,000 when I can get my last 4 classes, videography, photography, graphic design, and intro to cinematography. Get those last 4 classes in junior college, learn how to do that shit, and then find everything else on YouTube. So many ways to make money. It's crazy. It's stupid easy.
It's that it's like, you, again, I don't want to be like insensitive, but like, you have to be a fucking idiot to not be able to make money right now. Like,
exactly. Seriously. My friend did drop shipping he's still doing it. He sells shoes, jerseys, designer, everything, whatever you fucking want, you name it. You want some Balenciagas, he's got you. Mm-hmm. And in 2.5 weeks, he made $7,000.
Yeah.
From starting to 2.5 weeks.
From not even that. Fucking, what's like the worst job that you could get? Again, I'm not putting anybody down. Like mowing lawns, right? You can go and mow lawns for somebody's company for $10 an hour, or you could start fucking knocking on doors and charge less money than the company's charging.
That's what I actually did that. I mowed lawns for my friend for like $11 an hour.
More people should do that.
Yeah. And I mean, it's good. I'm glad I did it. It helped me open my eyes and see like, yo, I don't want to fucking do
this.
Like,
I ain't doing this. Yeah.
I was waking up at 4:45 every morning, getting to his house by I was waking up at 5. I got to his house by 7 or by 6:45, 6:30, mm-hmm. and at it until like fucking 1, 2 o'clock in the morning when it was like 103 degrees outside in Texas. We were fucking dying.
I give you respect for that because I wouldn't be able to do that. I would have put that shit down and been like, fuck this.
Yeah. The only thing I could think about when I was doing it is, yo, it's going to pay off. Like, that's my mindset for everything, especially if I have videos on TikTok that fucking, that just do like shit. Like, I had one yesterday that absolutely did like shit. I was like, dude, I don't care. I'll post tomorrow. It's going to be 10 times better. I'm going to do this. It doesn't
matter. Because I'll tell you what, even you have 100,000 followers right now, that problem of like a video doing bad is never going to go away. It's only going to get bigger.
Yeah. And people today still have like, I see all these dancers and they have good, like a good ass video, crazy quality. Some people even record with their cameras and it looks insane and they upload it. And it does like, it gets way less views than something they record on the iPhone or something that was a little bit shittier, yeah. But they're all good, but it does less. And I'm like, they continue to post and they continue to do it and they just keep grinding and grinding and it pays off. That's what you
got to do. So you said you're on YouTube. How many subs do you have right now on YouTube?
I'm fixing to hit 200, which is, I've been trying to get people to come over to YouTube. A lot of people don't want to go into my, actually physically click on my profile and click the little thing, the link, and then click subscribe. A lot of people don't want to do that.
Did you get banned on live on TikTok?
No, I haven't got banned at all.
Start going live every single night and getting people to go sub. I did that for the first 30 days, and that's how I got my first 1,000 subs.
That's crazy.
Just do that. Get you something to drink, a fucking Gatorade or something, some chips to chew on, and fucking, or you said you're healthy, so maybe not chips, fucking.
I'm not even gonna lie, like, I don't eat the healthiest, but I try to, like, if I don't eat the healthiest, I try to work that shit off.
So get some carrots in or some shit, and fucking go live, talk to the people for 30 minutes. Hey, I will follow back every, because you have 100,000 followers. To some people, you have some clout, right? So, hey, yeah. I'll follow back every single person that goes and subs on YouTube.
Yeah, exactly, and I actually went on live like for a few days straight. I went on for like an hour long and I've got like, I'm not even going to sit here and lie. I've got like a shit ton of gifts from doing that. I've gotten a shit ton of follows from that. I had like, in like 30 minutes, I had like 1,000 people come through my live.
Do that for YouTube subs. Cause YouTube is, I'm going to start talking a lot more about this. If you really want to make money on social media, not even just from like YouTube AdSense, it's going to be through YouTube because if people are watching a 10-minute video of you, they're fucking bought in. They're buying a t-shirt. I have so many friends that are 3 million, 5 million, 10 million on TikTok, drop merch and fucking crickets, dude. Nobody buys it.
That's what I'm saying. What's the dude? The dude who does art, the recent video, the one, the 0 to 2.2 million. Yes, that dude fucking killing it. Like,
dude, he's crushing. He made a YouTube channel too. And I want to see how many subs he's at.
If he did like cinematics of him doing, of him fucking drawing something, like his overhead view of him drawing something, it'd be crazy. He'd fucking kill it on literally everything.
That'd be crazy.
He'd kill it. And dude, it'd be insane. There's so many ideas that like come through my head. It's insane.
Dude, he could crush that. He could fucking come up with his own fucking utensils and sell those. Go get them on China. Get them off Alibaba. Fucking put your little DR on it. DR art, whatever it is. Sell those. He could sell paintings. He could fuck, you know what I mean? Sell a course on how to learn how to draw.
It's crazy. And I heard the something about he sold out. You said he sold out his art studio or whatever he had that he was doing.
Yeah.
And that's crazy.
I'll tell you right here. 500, 500, 500. All right, so that's 3,332. That's $5,500 that he made from that video.
That's crazy. And is that on TikTok?
Mm-hmm.
That's from the creator fund, right?
No, that's from selling the art.
Oh, wow.
That's from selling the art. He's getting paid from the creator fund. Now he's putting people on YouTube. But again, there's so much more that you could do. There's so much more that you could cultivate. Like you said, you want to do YouTube, right?
Yeah, but I don't want to
so many things.
Yeah.
An unlimited amount of things, right? We were talking before. I asked you the question before we got on. Do you only wear white Air Maxes? Because I only wear white Air Maxes. Like you could fucking buy Air Maxes and sign them.
That's what I'm saying.
$80 shoe into fucking $200.
Yeah, and I've got friends that do that shit. They customize shoes and send them out. Like they'll get them to buy $80 pair of shoes, like some fucking Air Forces, some $90 shoes, $120 with tax, whatever the fuck it is. Mm-hmm. And she'll customize, she'll turn around, flip them for another $100. And she'll just keep doing it and doing it and doing it.
Even just that, like we were talking about, like working a 9-to-5 job, a decent job in the United States is going to pay you, say, $100,000 a year, right? How many days a week?
Yeah. And like, that's like, take for instance, that's like being a fucking firefighter. Like my cousin makes like $100,000 and they're both firefighters. So that's working like a fucking, you don't have to work like a serious job that you could get injured on, but that's like a base job that somebody would go for. Like if they don't want to go to college, it's like firefighter. A
generic job. So yeah. That after taxes, that's going to be $70,000. So you need to make $200 a day. You could say, if you have 100,000 followers, bro, you could fucking sell one of those sneakers a day.
Facts.
Easily. Exactly. You know, like there's so many, and on top of that, you're making YouTube content, you're doing this, you're doing that. Like there's just so much to do.
Yeah. And that goes back to the point of where you asked me if I had a girlfriend in the first, like before we started recording, I remember it was before or whatever, but yeah, there's like with doing all this stuff, I feel like there's not even enough time, like waking up at 6 a.m. every day to go to work and then doing all this YouTube shit on top of that and TikTok. It's like, there's not enough time there. Whenever people wake up at like 12, 1 o'clock in the afternoon, I'm like, dude, what the fuck are you doing?
What are you doing? Yeah.
Like, there's so much to do. There's literally not enough time. 24 hours is not enough time.
No, it's not. So I'll tell you something else too. Like you want to be a YouTuber, a TikToker too. Like I would avoid getting in a relationship because the dynamic of the situation that you're going to be in is going to totally change when you have a million followers, 2 million, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That'll suck to have to go through that when things really take off. Like it's not even worth it. Cause your pool of applicants is going to be so much bigger.
The only people that I've seen that have actually done like fucking phenomenal at it, but they were married before they did it and they didn't have, they were starting their family, was the Ace family. That's the only people I've seen that have done phenomenal at it.
It's rare, man. It's rare. The other thing I would say too, right? As you start to get like even more followers, make sure you have something that like keeps you grounded, you know? Like for me, I go back to New York all the time and hang out with my friends that I grew up with. Like, they work like schmuck jobs. You know what I mean? Like one of them cleans the trains. One of them's a garbage man. One of them's a construction worker. But like, it's just cool to like, oh, I'm still Rob. You know what I mean? It doesn't matter how many views I get. It doesn't matter how many followers I get. Like
with the clout, it's so hard to get lost. Like I was watching a video, Tana Mongeau. Yeah, that's her name. Or Logan Paul. No, Jake Paul's ex-girlfriend. And she was talking about, she got lost in the clout. Like it's so easy to get lost in it. It's insane. And that's
easy to get lost in that. The people around, it's just.
So I have a bunch of like out of high school, I was pretty good at sports. I wasn't that bad at sports. I had a bunch of offers to go play. I didn't take them. I got messed with a lot in high school. I lost my grandpa at the end. Mm-hmm. And then.
Sorry to hear that.
No, that's okay. And just shit just started fucking just snowballing downhill. And then this stuff came along and it like brought me back up to earth. And then I have like this circle now that I had all these friends. Like I had a shit ton of friends. I knew everybody in high school. Mm-hmm. And then just the circle just constantly gets smaller after high school.
Yeah, that's how it is, man.
Yeah, you're grounded with like those 5 or 6 people that you can always go back to and say, like you could not text them for like what, a fucking month, 2 months, and you come back and they're like, yo, it's like you never left.
Yeah. No, that's all you should try to be around, you know? Even think about it. Everybody that goes through that entertainment, be it music, acting, becoming a YouTuber, any of that shit, the majority of them end up fucking all tattooed up and drug addicts.
Yeah.
You know, because the fucking machine, man, that shit's like a blender, bro. You come out fucking all botched up, you know?
You've seen like heavy ass people that are in music, like Justin Bieber go through it. He's posted about it on documentaries that have been released about it. And then now he comes right back and now he's like, he's not on social media as much. He is, but he's not when he was fucking blowing up. Like when he was a little kid, when he was 16, 17, 18 years old.
Oh, hell no. You can't, you know what I mean? It's just, it's not healthy after a certain point. All these good things come from it, but at some point it's just not healthy anymore.
Yeah, and it'll literally ruin people. I guarantee you if he posted like he was when he was 18 years old with his wife and stuff right now, that would get fucking ruined. Like,
oh yeah, 100%. But all right, we're going to have to wrap this up because Zoom is going to kick us off. I should probably just pay for Zoom because right now I can only do these like 45 minutes at a time. But regardless, it's great chopping it up with you. Really appreciate it. Let everybody know where they could follow you on YouTube, where they could follow you on TikTok, and what they should expect in the future.
Okay, so my ads are a little bit different. On TikTok, it's Alec Wright. The E in my name is a 3, and the I in my last name is a 1. Same thing with YouTube, but the in front of it, and same thing with Instagram with the in front of it. Hopefully, in the near future, I'm fixing to start dancing with some pretty cool dancers. They're almost pro. They're going to teach me a lot of stuff. We're going to get it going, get some good video shit. I've got a lot of connections now, and I hope to roll out with some dope-ass content soon.
Awesome, man. I'll link out to both of those in the description of this so that people aren't confused by the letters and shit like that. But again, man, thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. I cannot wait to see you guys in the next episode. Again, if you guys are listening to this on Apple Podcasts, please give the podcast a 5-star rating. And if you haven't already, make sure you text me. I'm going to leave my phone number in the description of this video. Thank you so much.